Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from the SDN NFV World Congress in The Hague, and I am delighted to be joined by George Hamilton, Vice President of Marketing at Rift.io. Welcome back, George.
Thanks for having me back.
So, George, you were last on the program about a year ago, and you introduced our audience to Riftware and Rift.io. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the company for those who didn't listen in last time, and where we've gone with Riftware since that point?
Well, thank you. And Rift.io has been around since 2013, but the uniqueness of Rift.io is that the team, they're really the engineers and designers of today's wireless infrastructure. A lot of them came over from Starnet Networks, Redback. Eventually, Starnet was acquired by Cisco. So years and years of network expertise in building very scalable service delivery platforms. That's really what's in the DNA of Rift.io. And so they saw an opportunity years ago of looking at this next phase of networking and knew that there was going to need to be this orchestration of the software layer. And so they launched the company in 2013. And now the difference we're seeing from where open source Mano was an idea a couple of years ago to now where there's 80 members and three releases of code and Riftware producing a commercial Mano aligned with Etsy NFV and with the OSM information models. And to see how it's progressed over the last couple of years is nothing short of remarkable.
When you look at the progress that's been made, where are the operators in terms of their comfort with moving to open source and integrating open source solutions into their environments? And have you seen a change over that time period?
Oh, tremendously. Specifically to open source, it's almost a prerequisite now. For our company, it's almost something that's a checkmark item for the carriers now, is that you need to be supporting open source. So that's a complete change from a few years ago, where open source was not something in the telco world would be widespread. So it's very different. But I think what we're hearing, the challenges to this point, is that even though we're moving towards this software model, we are not moving towards a very horizontal and scalable distributed type of environment yet. We're still seeing a lot of vendors positioning individual VNFs or network services within a vertically integrated software stack from the NFV infrastructure all the way up to the VNF application itself. And how is that much different from buying a hardware platform that is vertically integrated in the same way? So we're kind of trading in one complexity for another. And what we're seeing now from the carriers as they've gone through different POCs, trials, and working with different VNF vendors is they're telling us, and they're telling the VNF partners that we work with, I don't want to have to integrate a dozen vendor-specific VNFMs to try to manage this. I can't do an end-to-end service that way. It's very hard for me to be multi-vendor. So what they're looking for is a common management and orchestration supported by a common information and data models so that they can deploy VNFs consistently, regardless of what vendor it comes from. And at the same time, a lot of the VNF providers, rather than positioning the value of their software and the specific features, capabilities of their software, they position how they built it, which is kind of the hardware mentality of selling,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
And so moving to a software model, they have to move, and it's being driven by the carriers who are saying, I want to be able to compare your software against other software in an apples to apples way, knowing that I can deploy it in the same way and have a shared infrastructure that supports multiple use cases. And having orchestration and automation, a common layer, is key to that.
So what is under development in Riftware to get us there? Because you just talked a lot about the concept of service automation, need for a lot of interoperability and tuning with various members of the ecosystem, and then taking full advantage of the hardware underlying the solution.
Right. And for us, we're a best of breed orchestrator. So we have a integrated service orchestrator, resource orchestrator capability. So it's a Mano solution that's aligned with the Etsy NFV Mano specs and with the OSM information model. And our goal is to kind of create this common orchestration layer where we can support multiple VIMs. So we have plugins to all the different VIMs. So we can support OpenStack, VMware's integrated OpenStack, OpenVim, and others, and Amazon, even for public cloud. And so we have this abstraction layer that abstracts all the complexity of the underlying hardware and the networking infrastructure. So everything is done through open APIs and interfaces. So below us, we can, using things like Intel's enhanced platform awareness attributes, if that's built into the network service descriptor and the VNF descriptor files, we can actually automate the placement of VNF workloads on the most optimal infrastructure according to some of those attributes. So that gives us a really good eye into the infrastructure and what unique capabilities the different pools of infrastructure have to deploy the workload in the most economical and performance-oriented place.
When you look at where we are at as an industry, what do you think is going to get us there in terms of that fully automated and discoverable app store type of experience?
Yeah, I've noticed during this show that a lot of the talk, I think, that comes from the press too, is that they like to have a fight. I mean, that's what makes a good article is controversy and fight. So the narrative seems to be there's a whole bunch of fragmentation in the industry. I don't think it's quite as bad as it's depicted in the press very often. But I think what you're going to start to see is this movement towards a more common information model and also building interoperability between different data models, information models. The thing that's going to move this forward is the carriers want to move faster. And I think they're going to start pushing vendors to make that happen. We have one particular carrier we can't talk about yet, but absolutely is moving down that path. And the big thing to them is having a common management layer with supported by a common information model and open APIs and interfaces that allows them to choose any VNF, create a service catalog, and automate the deployment on whatever cloud infrastructure that they have. So I think in general, the industry is going to start to coalesce. I think really it has to, and create some interoperability amongst things like ONAP, OSM, a lot of rumors about how they might merge together, things like that, which are coming from the press. But really, that's, again, besides the point. It's if they're interoperable, then that's going to push the industry forward as long as they can work together.
Now, you're a member of the Network Builders Program, have been for quite a while. Tell me how that benefits the broader objectives that you were just describing.
Yeah, well, one of the biggest things for us is having a vibrant ecosystem of virtualized network services. And for us, working with the different VNF providers that are in the Intel Network Builders community, that's been a huge benefit for us. We always go with partners when we talk to carriers from the different VNF providers. So I think being a part of that community that's pursuing openness and open source, and Intel's supporting the different open source communities, they've been a great partner for us. And I think the big thing has been working with that, building a vibrant ecosystem is critical to all of this, and being able to deploy any VNF from any vendor as part of a multi-vendor network service. And so I think Intel pushing that ideal of openness and having all these different VNF providers has been very helpful for us, just getting introductions to some of those vendors and then doing development work with them to make a deployment go faster in one of the operators.
Well, George, thank you so much for sharing the updates. It's very exciting to see the progress that Rift.io is making in the industry. One final question for you before you go. Where can folks engage with Rift.io and in your team on either a POC or trial of your solution and learn a little bit more about the company?
Sure. Well, they can go to www.riftio.com. And there's all sorts of information there. We're actually refreshing our website now. So there's all sorts of new content coming very soon. And there's places you can submit your information and request more information about our partner program development. And there's also a community, an online community, and also work through OSM as well. Joining the OSM community, I think, is a great way because we're very active with OSM. So there's a couple of different ways that folks can work with us.
Well, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for having me.